It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Toy Story 5, and while I would rank it fifth of the Pixar series, I still think it has its humor and heart in the right place. As the sequel begins, the toy's new owner, Bonnie, is given a tablet known as a lily pad as a way to help her socialize with the other kids. The tablet, with Greta Lee's voice, is willing to upstage the toys, including Jesse, voiced by Joan Cusack, and Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Tim Allen. If you recall the last film, Woody, voiced by Tom Hanks, left the group to help other lost toys find new owners, but he comes back when Jesse ends up missing and even feels threatened by Lilypad. This sequel has a similar spirit as Wallace and Gromit: Vengeance Most Foul, which served as a throwback to one of its previous entries and an examination on the difference between technology and human connections. In this case, Jessie ends up back at her first owner's childhood home, which is now occupied by a new girl, and Bonnie eventually ends up being cyberbullied by the other kids who belittle her for still playing with toys. Toy Story 5 is now directed by Pixar vets Andrew Stanton and McKenna Harris, and also features the voice of Conan O'Brien as a potty training device named Smarty Pants, and a bunch of Buzz Lightyears who end up shipwrecked and find themselves back on the mainland in hopes of finding Star Command. It continues to show that socializing should still be done in person, and it cares about Jesse's backgrounds and Bonnie's shy but kind-hearted personality. There are a lot of contradictions, and maybe this franchise should have ended at the third movie, but I'm not made of stone, or plastic, or batteries, and I think there's still some life in the franchise, so see it to infinity and beyond. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.